Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at anger, and in particular looking at road rage and what are the contributing factors and what you might be able to do to help buffer and keep yourself safe, and more importantly keep others safe on the road. So anger is a key part of the human experience. Unfortunately, it's something that we're all going to encounter and experience as a part of our life. Quite commonly an emotion which is actually associated with other emotions. So the first little bit of information for this week's mind game would be that anger is quite commonly a secondary emotion. It occurs alongside or becomes the expression of other emotions such as hurt, sadness, resentment, and a few other things. So the first mind game would be to consider whenever you're feeling a little bit angry, a little bit frustrated, a little bit tense, to actually take a step back and consider what are the other emotions that you're experiencing at that point. And they're quite often the first place that you can actually intervene and do something about. And the first step in anger management is recognizing the cause of anger. When it comes to road rage in particular, the expression of anger and difficulty on our roads, and more and more cases in the media, more and more cases of road rage are occurring. It's very, very common in cases of road rage for the actual source of the anger to be not associated in any way, shape or form with driving. It's just the encounter on the road which in a way pierces the built-up anger bubble that we all carry inside of us and becomes a road rage incident. So what do I mean when I talk about that? Well, road rage is commonly the result of a build-up of tension, pressure, difficulty of anger transferred from other situations, whether it be relationship issues, whether it be issues with work or financial issues, and the build-up over time of a lot of these stresses to the point where someone feels that they're completely overwhelmed by a certain emotion, and then getting in the car is actually becomes the spark that lights the fuse. And so all the resultant energy from issues that haven't been addressed over time, from feeling out of control and unable to change, the built-up frustration and resentment actually comes out and is directed at another driver. So what can you do about this? My first tip, or my second mind game for this week, would be to really have a think about, when you're feeling angry, what the cause of the anger is. Where is it coming from? Is it anger which is associated with a particular place, and has that anger actually found its way into a different situation? Have I taken resentment from work home, and am I taking it out on my loved ones? Have I taken it onto the road? Have I got it in the car with me? The third mind game for this week would be to consider and develop a third person perspective. So in the incident that's happened on the road, what would someone else have seen, and how would they describe what happened, and what would that mean, and is the level of anger which is being expressed matched with what the third person would have seen? And that's a way to be able to actually catch yourself and take a quick temperature check on yourself and check your own levels of anger and frustration and be able to manage those differently and control them. Safe driving this week on Mind Games.